Okay. As much as I want to, I don't think we can put it off any longer, can we? Trust me, I want to stay lying here as long as you do. Perhaps go for another round. But we could get caught up doing that forever, I fear. With us, there would be no end to it. So, it's time to make the call. Let's get up and find out what fate has in store for us. Are you afraid? Not as much as I was before. Not much at all, really. You seem able to quell all my fears. Thank God for you, eh? Let's set off. We're only a few minutes away from the edge of the forest, I reckon. Just a quick walk away from finding out how fucked we are. Or not fucked, as you'd have me believe. You've done a good job of convincing me. I've been wondering about something. It's quite personal. But I think we're beyond worrying about asking personal questions, aren't we? That's true. I know of folks who've been married for decades and know less about one another than we do. Can't afford to be cagey when your whole life is in the hands of another. We have to trust each other. Anyway, I've been wondering if you think... Obviously you'll say no, but if you think you'll feel any differently about me when, or if, I take the cure. If it exists, that is. Yeah. See, Annie, you'd say that. I'd say just the same about you, I'm sure. And I know I'd mean it. But are you really sure you mean it? I mean, think deeply about this. It's not like... me being a werewolf, it's affected our relationship in a lot of ways. We wouldn't even be together if I wasn't. I wouldn't have been on the run from anyone, so I wouldn't have broken down your door. And even if we somehow still met, it was your smell. Do you remember? That's when I really went crazy for you for the first time. That smell of yours that I could only detect with the keen senses of the wolf. That's what made me realize how special you are. And then... Even after that, how I... I'm not good at talking about this sort of thing, but... sex life. It's like... I think me being what I am has played a big role in that, right? Like, for me, the animalistic urges, they've really come to the fore. We're making love with you. Sorry if it's embarrassing for me to say so, but it seems like you enjoy that. I'm not wrong, am I? No. So, I'm worried, although I'm sure it's stupid, about taking this cure and those things that we love about our relationship disappearing. Have you ever wondered about that? Nah. Of course, I didn't think you would have. This is just me overthinking things. I'm not normally like that, you know. I don't usually worry about this sort of thing. I think that might just be because nothing in the past has mattered to me as much as we do. What was there to worry about, you know? Nothing. But now... yeah. I've got a lot more to lose. So, what do you think? Now I've brought it up, do you think it might have an effect on us somehow? You're sure? You're certain that you wouldn't miss that side of me? I mean, who knows, maybe it'll stick around even after I take the cure. It could do. And that's if there even is a way to make a cure for this. I'm sure you'll still drive me crazy in a certain kind of way. But I'm not stupid, you know. I understand how alluring the idea of a werewolf is. At least, aspects of it. To many, there's nothing alluring about it. I'm a monster. But not to you. I don't know. I'm not used to caring what other people think about me. But how you feel about me really matters. Makes me nervous. Stupid, really. I know I've got nothing to worry about. I'll worry nonetheless, apparently. But thank you for... whoa. Is this... it? The trees... stop just up ahead. This is the edge of the forest. Do you see anything? Hear or smell or taste anything? Yes, other than me. No. Well. Me neither. Other than you. Let's take it slow. Must be a river or something. I guess that's to be expected. It's normal for a border to follow the path of a river, isn't it? Suspiciously normal. It's just a river. I mean, it's a pretty big river, but just a river. Do you see anything else? No. Me neither. Just water. Well, I'm not afraid of water. If this is what was keeping people from the border, then... I don't know what to say. Can you swim? Oh. Well, you're small. You can just ride on my back. I'm a strong swimmer. It'll be fine. The water isn't flowing that fast. Hell, doesn't even look that deep. I reckon I could probably wade across, and with you on my shoulders, you wouldn't even need to get wet. Oh, you're right. The water itself. There could be something treacherous about it. I don't know what it could be, but... best be careful. Let's just dip our toes in first. I'll go first. I'm just gonna dip a toe in. I'm not gonna start crossing without you, okay? Don't worry. Oh, what the fuck? I can't get my foot out. It's like it's holding it in. Take my arm. Pull. Wait. What What the fuck is the river doing? Is that... It's taking shape. Pull me out. What is that? Looks like a person made of water, but... Fuck. It must be 20 feet tall. 30, maybe. Holy shit. Pull me out. Fuck me, it can talk.
Turn back or perish.
Fuck. Fuck me. Okay. Well, I hate to say I told you so, but... Okay, fine, I won't say it, but I do now understand why people are so afraid of the border. Have you ever seen anything like that before? No, nor have I. What the fuck do we do now? I don't want to mess with that thing. I daren't risk dipping my toe in there again. Chances are it'll just do the same thing again. I think it must be some kind of magical security system designed to scare people. An illusion. But I don't want to risk it. Who knows how serious it is when it says turn back or perish. Have you got any way of knowing? Can you, like, tell if it's magic or not? Is there some kind of spell you can do? Oh, I'm not used to you saying that something's beyond your abilities. Ow! Okay, sorry. God. All I can think is that we'll have to walk along the shore. And I hope that we find some place where we can cross without touching the water. I doubt there's a bridge anywhere, but maybe rocks or something that we could use as stepping stones. I don't know. I don't have any better ideas. Let's walk for a bit, see what we see. One thing's for sure. I think we found the border. Nah. Oh, fuck. We've been walking for hours and I haven't seen a single place where we could cross without touching the water. I think we might be out of luck. You seen anything? Of course he would have said. Well, we need another plan. We could be following the course of this river for days before we found something, if we ever do. But I'm at a loss. Ugh. Yeah. Clueless. Well, it's getting dark. Maybe we should stop for the night. We need to find something to eat, don't we? I don't think we've got anything in reserve. No. Nothing. Fine. I'll... Wait. Look. Dear. That's good timing. He hasn't spotted us. Stay quiet. I'm gonna shoot it. I need to be quick. It looks like it's about to cross the river. Won't be able to harvest it if it does. What? Stop hitting me. Get off, it's about to go in the water. Get off. Fuck. Now look what you've done. It's in the water now. We're not gonna be able to... Oh. Oh. I see what you mean. The water... It didn't react. Look, D is already on the other side. Interesting. Hey, punch me again. Yeah, hit me again on the nose or something. Really hard. Really make me feel it. Just don't let me explain myself. Just do it. Okay, fine. The deer was able to cross the river, no problem, right? And earlier, when the water was speaking, it said, human, turn back, or whatever. It specifically said, human. Yeah. So I'm thinking, whatever it is, if this river is enchanted or whatever, it only reacts if a human tries to cross, but not some other kind of thing. So I wanted you to hit me so that I could take on my hybrid form. I can't really do it willingly without being compelled to. Anger or pain tends to do the trick. I don't know if it'll work, but I think it's worth a try. Yeah. See, I can come up with good ideas sometimes. This is just the first time it's happened since we started traveling together. Now, hit me. I need something to get me riled up if I want to take on my other form. A better idea. Okay. Fine. I mean, I'd rather not get hit. What's your... Right. I see. That's maybe a better way of doing it than punching me in the face. Yeah. It's working. Yeah. Okay. I think I should do it. Let's see if this works. Seems to have. Maybe it's a coincidence and this part of the river would have let us cross anyway. Whatever. I'm not gonna complain. Yeah. What if you dropped your human guise? Take on your true changeling form. Just while we cross the river. Would you mind? I know you're a little shy about it. But I think it has to be done. Yeah. Well, I can't believe this worked. Hard to believe I'm saying this, but let's go. Let's cross the border.